Hundreds of Greek hotel workers on strike in Athens. They're angry about plans that could cut their wages by up to 40%. Hotel worker Koukos Panagiotis.
Our everyday lives are already chaotic. These cuts will completely destroy us. Remember that 70% of the workers in our field are working 5 months per year and have to support their families on that for the rest of the year.
Greece is being kept afloat by international loans. In return, Greeks must endure harsh spending cuts and tax increases. If Greeks decide in their June election that austerity isn't worth it, the country could be forced to leave the euro. Savings would then be converted to the old currency, drachmas, very likely worth much less. So some Greeks have been taking their money out of banks, often putting it abroad. About a third of bank deposits have been withdrawn over the past 2 years. In Spain, which also faces a heavy debt burden, the withdrawal of savings has been less dramatic, less than 5% of deposits over the last year. But if the pace increases, the effect would be amplified, because Spain's banks are so much bigger than Greece's. Only now, 4 years into the financial crisis, is Spain starting to come to terms with how weak its banks are. This bank asked for a $23 billion bailout last week. The Spanish Prime Minister tried to reassure the markets that everything was stable. But Bankia's share price has fallen sharply. Financial analyst Enrique Camarda says there's little trust in the banking system.
People and investors don't believe Spain will be capable of fulfilling its deficit reduction promises, because investors have seen Spain say they would cover a deficit of 6%, then it was 8.5%, and then it ended up being 8.9%. Investors don't trust Spain.
Chris Roebuck from London's Cass Business School says that lack of trust means there could soon come a moment when bank customers in healthier Eurozone countries move their funds elsewhere. Interest rates in the Eurozone have hardly ever been lower. The longer they stay that way, the more savers might decide the meagre returns are not worth the risk and take their money elsewhere. Dominic Laurie for VOA News, London.